It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, we'll focus on the challenge of getting kids to eat the right food. We start with our own contradictory views on obesity. This story grows out of an unexpected result of a recent survey. NPR conducted the poll with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health. It explored attitudes toward childhood obesity. And the poll found many Americans worried about growing waistlines. That's no surprise. Yet many Americans are also comfortable with their own family's diet and lifestyle. NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam asked how both findings could be true.
Lots of Americans are concerned about childhood obesity, but the parents of 4 out of every 5 children in our poll said they weren't worried about their kids. I called up Tali Sharrett, a neuroscientist at University College London. She studies this kind of paradox. Without telling her what we found, I asked what she expected us to find.
I suspect that what you found is that people highly underestimate the likelihood of their kids being obese.
How would you know that? How did you know that that was the case? Why would you have predicted that?
People underestimate their likelihood of experiencing all kinds of negative events, including medical illnesses, and they do that for their family members as well. So not only we think we are immune more than other people, we think that our kids are also more immune than other kids.
Sharrett and others have called this an optimism bias.
The optimism bias is our tendency to overestimate our likelihood of experiencing positive events in our lives and underestimating the likelihood of experiencing negative events in our lives, such as divorce or cancer.
3 decades ago, psychologist Neil Weinstein discovered the bias when he asked students about the likelihood of different events in their lives. He found that the students believed they were more likely than their classmates to find a job they loved or get an above-average salary. But they believed their classmates were more likely than they were to commit suicide or to develop a drinking problem. More recent research has found we not only have rose-colored glasses about our future and the future of our kids, we actually discount negative information.
If someone says my likelihood of suffering from cancer is about 20%, and we say, you know, the average likelihood is actually worse, it's about 30%, the next time around when you ask them, they say, well, I still think my estimate of suffering from cancer is about 22 or so.
In other words, they don't change their mind very much. But it's different when you give them good news. People readily change their views when you tell them they've been too pessimistic.
If they start off saying my likelihood of suffering from cancer, for example, is 40%, and you say, you know, the average likelihood is better, it's only 30%, the next time around they would say, well, in that case, my likelihood is maybe 32 or so.
In a series of experiments, Sharrett has identified a region in the brain that seems to be responsible for this bias. She temporarily disables this region using a magnetic field and then asks people what they think. The bias disappears. People stop being overly optimistic. They start to take risks seriously. Now, this bias isn't a brain defect. In fact, multiple studies have shown the optimism bias produces a variety of positive life outcomes. We do better in life when we expect to do well. The trouble arises when it comes to major public health problems like childhood obesity.
What we find is that people tend to ignore bad news, and they tend to think about bad news as unrelated to themselves. So if the message is, you know, there's a high likelihood of your kid being obese and that would lead to all these negative things, people will tend to shut down and to say, this is not related to me.
So what can be done? Sharrett said a more effective technique would be to take advantage of the optimism bias. Don't tell parents obesity is a major public health problem. Tell them how family dinners and exercise can turbocharge their kids, and they'll think, yeah, I can totally see my kid being a superstar. Shankar Vedantam, NPR News, Washington.